Matt, your thoughts on tonight's draw? You certainly can't fault the effort put in by the players.
No, that's most definitely one of the best performances of the season so far by all the players. We came here tonight with a few players missing, three defensemen missing, so we played 5D all night. And what we did was we shuffled the lines around according to the strengths of the players. And some of the guys weren't playing with their normal lineup, and you know, but we didn't see any different tonight. You know, the guys worked hard, and they deserve to come out. Tonight was a point gain, not a point lost, for definite. You know, you can't fault the witness. You know, the whole setup here is a fantastic setup, and they should be very proud of what they're aspiring to. And obviously, I believe they've got some good news this week in some sponsorship. So, you know, they're a team that's going to surprise a lot of teams in this rink, and the fans from witness have got to believe that they've seen a really good game tonight. And some of the fans are already saying they enjoyed that tonight. So they got a great game. And for us at a 1-0, you know, period against in the first period, we weren't disappointed at all. I think we still said that was one of our best periods of hockey all season, and we built on that, and we got the early goal in the second period. So we lost a period, we won a period, and we tied a period. You know, so yeah, definitely a point gained here tonight, and some fantastic performances from. It was great to see Joe on song again tonight. Bingo, a couple of nice finishes, and Breisner. You know, it's endless tonight. The guys really deserved it. Brennan had a good game. Everybody dug deep tonight and really deserved that point, and they should be very proud of their achievements. For me, when an opposition team picks their own goalie as the man of the match, then it's pretty obvious. We put a lot of rubber on him tonight. He played well. We worked hard, and if we'd have got a couple more lucky bounces, then I think we'd have gone away with 2 points. But tonight we can be very pleased on how we performed, and it'll be a good journey home tonight, and everybody should be pleased. And back to the drawing board to work out a plan next week for an ever-improving Sheffield.
You mentioned Sheffield. It's going to be a tricky tie, especially considering their result today. And then you've also got Hull on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, we'll take the next game. Obviously, Sheffield, they'll probably have a bit of a point to prove. They've picked up a guy in the week, Latvian guy, I believe he was Latvian, in the week, a defenceman. So he's going to strengthen the defence a little bit more. They play that kind of style of hockey that tends to frustrate, and you know, it's about breaking that down. And you've seen that today with the scoreline against Deeside. You saw that a few weeks ago against Coventry, who went in there and tied. And Solihull went in there and pinched a late winner with about 20-odd seconds on the clock. So we don't underestimate anybody in this league. You know, even Blackburn at the moment, hats off to them, they're improving. So the whole league is strengthening right up, and everybody's got to be on the game every time they step onto the ice, and I think that's great for the hockey in the Laidlaw Conference.